Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
All right, let's move on to the Indianapolis Colts, who also need a quarterback.
Yeah, they do. The veteran merry-go-round has not been kind to them. They fired everybody.
They're going to draft.
They're treading water until they can plausibly hire Jeff Saturday as the coach.
They're definitely going to draft.
Coach Saturday again. I think it feels like they got to draft one, right? Yeah. They're not going to jump back into this veteran thing, right? Having Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, it's all gone south. The roster has declined around them. They're not going to go, I wonder what Derek Carr could do in this offense.
I'm going to pick my words wisely here, but I was going to say, can you go into this offseason process sober-minded and forget about the past, right? Can you go in, what? I didn't pick my two. I went with exactly what I was going to say.
I mean, you may have picked them carefully, but.
But it's the right word.
Yeah.
Can you go in and say, yeah, we went Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And just because those didn't work, Derek Carr's not going to work. You know, like, Jimmy Garoppolo's not going to work, whoever it might be. Or do you say, forget it, I'm not doing that anymore?
I mean, if the roster was still as good-looking as it had been during some of those decisions, you can maybe talk yourself into the idea of, look, the process is fine. We've just come up heads three times in a row, right? All we need is tails next time, and we're good. But I don't think it is. Like, I think the roster's gotten worse, and I think they know that the roster's gotten worse. Like, they've talked about this already, that we sold Matt Ryan a bill of goods. The thing that he showed up to be in charge of is not the thing that we thought it would be. So at that point, it's a different decision. It's not, do we just add an average quarterback to a very good situation and cook? It is, can this guy actually raise the level of a roster that isn't as good as it used to be? Because that's what we need now.
I mean, I think you're going to go draft just because you want the first contract quarterback.
Yeah.
I think in Indianapolis, I think Jim Irsay wants the mystery box.
Well, also, the mystery box has been kind to him. Like, if you look, he's like, every time I pick at the top of the draft, I get Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick the times that Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck were at the top of the draft. Yes.
So if you're the billionaire going, well, how has the process been to me, right? Let's examine the evidence, right? The last two times I've drafted at the top of the draft, I've gotten Hall of Famer and, you know, potential Hall of Famer, but for injuries and all those kinds of things. Who walked away early and left me in pain, in tears, right? And every time I've turned to the veteran market, I get some broken down has-been who can't do it.
Johannes in the chat, she always does a great job, you know, interacting with the chat here, I think she's going with Sam's goal of funniest outcome.
Okay.
Her suggestion is the Colts trade for Jameis Winston and draft Anthony Richardson.
I mean, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, Jameis. I mean, imagine Jameis, what he's going to do to Jim Irsay and his sanity.
Yeah.
And then the biggest of mystery boxes with it, which is Anthony Richardson. Not saying he's not going to work out. It's just, you know.
So when you weren't here, and I was talking about this with Seth. I was asking him the question. I'll ask it to you as well. Are they seriously going to hire Jeff Saturday as the coach? Because they're running through this process. Sounds insane. They're going through a second round of interviews, some of which apparently are lasting 12 hours.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. They get all the Super Bowl action you need because new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Wow, this is great. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, check it every day, 6 to 9 Eastern, to see what prop bet will be boosted. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details.
What does a 12-hour interview with Jim Irsay look like?
Everything. You talk about everything.
Are they just like watching Manning tape, listening to Led Zeppelin? What is happening? And then apparently they might get to a third round of interviews. Is this just like, how long do we have to play this out before we can just hire Jeff Saturday and say we were exhaustive in the search? Is that what's happening here?
I'll go back to my original take on all the interim coaches, whether it's Jeff Saturday, whether it's Steve Wilks. I don't think anything that happened in a half season has anything to do with what would happen going forward.
Okay, but let me pose it another way. In your words, can you come to the sober-minded conclusion after multiple 12-hour sessions with Jeff Saturday and other head coaching candidates that Jeff Saturday is the best candidate for the job?
He was just inexperienced this year, Sam. That's what's happening.
And you think that the
coaching him up? Hey, you know, you didn't really know how to do these couple things because you've never done it before. But we're gonna practice.
We're gonna practice not throwing away a 33-point lead at the half.
Yeah.
We'll run that one in the simulation.
Simulation. Maybe they're simulating game decisions or something.
We'll put that one in the VR set. Right?
That would actually be
great. We'll work that out.
Oh my gosh, we could reinvent coaching interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens in a 12-hour coaching interview, but if you're going to take a prospect and you got 15 minutes with him and you're going to throw him up on the whiteboard and everybody.
Would you look at this bullshit in the chat? Steve must be 7'2". Is Monson a garden gnome?
Or
is he 2 feet lower? Look,
we don't have the adjustable chairs here.
I was out there yesterday.
Full disclosure. Can we get some adjustable chairs here? Sam's too short.
I was out there yesterday, and I'm Everybody's standing looking. Next to N'Kobe Dean, and I'm like the same size as him. That's an NFL linebacker. Okay, maybe I got like he's got an inch on me and a little bit of poundage, but we're basically the same size. You are the problem here, not me.
Listen, can you stop being distracted? I'm about to change the game and coaching.
Okay, sorry, you're going to fix coaching. Coaching interviews.
If you're going to throw quarterbacks on the board, are they putting head coaches on the board? Are they throwing them with the VR headset? Be like, it's 3rd and 19, and you just picked it out. It's 4th and 2 on your own 37. What are you doing? Yeah, that's what I would do. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're going the virtual whipped up a little simulation.
Well, we got our guy Andrew Hawkins there with his VR football
that's
game.
What I'm
they need
saying.
To add the coaching part to it. Yeah, and it's just here's the.
I would do.
Coach Saturday turns to his play card,
or even better, you play Madden. You're sitting there playing Madden, and it's like 4th and 1.
So what we're seeing here is 12 hours of Madden is what's happening.
Yes,
with Ursay, with the Ursay playing Madden.
I'm gonna go get an interview
with the 04 Colts roster, right? Ursay's got the old depth chart set. He's got Peyton Manning as his quarterback. He's playing as the 04 Colts. He's setting up Jeff Saturday and the other coaching candidates with the 2023 Colts, and he's just waxing them, you know? Just Ursay dropping bombs deep down the field.
Just do this,
to
Jeff.
To Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne
just
hanging
this,
50 on him, and then every time they can't win, it's like, well, you're out.
This feels like its own video. Inside the Colts.
Hiring process. This is what Joey Molinar, we're writing a script for him. This is his next video.
This is what Joey would do. Yeah,
this is Joey's
next
video.
We'll have to talk to Joey here. What does a 12-hour interview look like? He's got to be around here somewhere.
I was going to say,
right?
is he in
talk to
media
Tannen,
row?
I'll talk to his boss, Tannenbaum, this week. We'll get him going. Well done. I'm going to go get an interview next year so I can report back. Just to report back because that's
Get one with Jim Irsay. I want to see what that's like. 12 hours of Jim.
I will send him a resume right now.
You should.
I will send him a resume. I'll drop it off. It's only a couple hours away.